I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwatin. In the headlines, exhibition of provisional biometric voters register commences throughout country today. Majority leader Cletus Avoca says sit-in will continue on CI-73 despite suit by lawyers of businessman Ransford France. NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo ends Greater Accra Regional Tour with call on EC to provide level playing field for all political parties to authenticate election results of December polls as he ends Greater Accra Regional Tour. Dr. Spiel Gabra, confident of NDC's victory following overwhelming endorsement of President Mahama as flag bearer, and German pharmaceutical company apologizes to people born with disabilities because their mothers took his drug Thalidomide. But first, a summary with Sally Bosman.
The Electoral Commission says it is prepared to open the provisional biometric voters register throughout the country today. Unlike the registration, the Commission says the register will be exhibited simultaneously in all areas from today, from the 1st to the 10th of this month. The Commission's Acting Director of Public Affairs, Christian Ouzoupare, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said all eligible voters are expected to visit the centres to make sure their data is captured accurately in the register. Majority Leader Cletus Avoca says parliamentary processes cannot be impeached by processes being filed in court. This comes as lawyers of businessman Ransford France seek an injunction to prevent Parliament from sitting on the CI-73 that seeks to create new constituencies. The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has asked the Electoral Commission to provide a level playing field for all parties so election results will be authentic. Nana Akufo-Addo said this at the end of his Restoration of Hope tour of the Greater Accra region. A leading member of the NDC, Ekwusu Spiel Gabra, says the overwhelming endorsement of President John Dramani Mahama at the party's delegates' congress in Kumasi has put the party on a higher pedestal to win the upcoming elections. Dr. Spiel Gabra said the support coupled with the presence of the party's founder, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, have proved skeptics wrong, and manufacturer of thalidomide, a drug which caused children to be born with disabilities, has apologized to the thousands of people born with disabilities because their mothers took the drug. The chief executive of the German pharmaceutical company said the drug was sold as a cure for morning sickness in the 1950s and 1960s.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The Electoral Commission says all is set for the exhibition of the Provisional Biometric Voters Register, which opens throughout the country today. Unlike the registration, the Commission says the register will be exhibited simultaneously in all areas from today, the 1st to the 10th of this month. The Commission's Acting Director of Public Affairs, Christian Ouzoupare, told Radio Ghana that all eligible voters are expected to visit the centres to make sure their data is captured accurately in the biometric register. Mr. Ouzoupare said one can also file an objection to the inclusion of an eligible voter. The Commission reminds Ghanaians that having a voter's ID card is not a guarantee to a vote on the election day until one's name is verified when the register opens. Meanwhile, The Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, says the exhibition is a national exercise, hence the EC must ensure that no one is deliberately disenfranchised. Sheikh Aremiyahu Shuaib is a member of the coalition.
It's an important exercise and it's a civic responsibility for all voters who qualify and who did actually went through the process to register their names to see it as their own right to go and do it. So we are anticipating that the public will keenly go out, devoid of any violence, interference in the process.
Right, but what are some of the challenges your unit expects the exhibition to address?
Yes, we are anticipating that no one should be deliberately be disenfranchised. Other technical issues that we noticed during the biometric voter registration has to do with the technical issue of the machines breaking down. But I think that that one now goes out completely because this one is going to be just time to see whether your name appears in the voter's register. The other challenge that we associate with this exercise is what happened during the BVR, the disturbances. I mean, political parties' excitement, political party agents, and how they handle themselves over there. It's also another challenge that we're anticipating that the EC will put in place all the necessary arrangements that will ensure that party agents will peacefully be there and no one will come there. The process should not be so much delayed as to create so much crowding and make the exercise a difficult one.
Sheikh Aremiyahu Shuaib is a member of the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO. The Electoral Commission is facing another hurdle in its plans to create 45 new constituencies. Lawyers of businessman Ransford France have taken the EC to the Supreme Court seeking an injunction to prevent Parliament from sitting on the CI-73, which seeks to create the constituencies. The Speaker of Parliament, Justice Bamford Addo, last week recalled Parliament to begin sitting to legitimize the constitutional instrument, which is expected to mature on 28 September. Despite the suit, Majority Leader Cletus Avoca says sitting will go on. He says Parliament is an independent body and its processes cannot be impeached by the processes being filed in court.
As far as I'm concerned or I know, I have not been informed that there is any writ against Parliament or any injunction against Parliament doing its constitutional business. I've been in Kumasi since yesterday as a result of the NDC Congress, and my attention has not been drawn to the fact that we have received any writ in Parliament and also an injunction restraining Parliament from meeting. However, let me add that Parliament as an independent constitutional body cannot be prevented from sitting. The recall for us to come back on the 3rd of September, Monday, 3rd of September, is not just because of the CI-73. There are other urgent matters of government that Parliament is being called to come and consider. There are some outstanding bills that will be looked at when we come back. There are also other agreements, loan agreements, conventions, treaties, etc., that we'll be looking at, in addition to what is in the pipeline that government will be referring to us. So definitely we'll come back on the 3rd of September as demanded by the Speaker of Parliament, whether there's a written or not.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Cletus Avoca. The spokesman for former President John Ajikum Kufuor, Frank Ajikum, has reacted to comments by NDC General Secretary Johnson Esiedu Nketiah at the just-ended National Delegates Conference in Kumasi regarding the creation of 45 constituencies. In an interview on Behind the News, Mr. Ajikum explained that former President Kufuor is not asking for a complete halt to the creation of the constituencies, but rather asking the EC to consider the timing and wait after the December poll.
During President Kufuor's era, the Electoral Commission created 30 new constituencies, and I think we should make that distinction clear. It wasn't President Kufuor who created it, it was the Electoral Commission who created it. But then, the fact of the matter is that under the President Kufuor administration, these constituencies were created about one full year before the holding of election. Why we are complaining now, and why President Kufuor is cautioning now, is that we have just 3 months to election time. Why do we want to rush to create the constituencies now? And that's the government of the matter. It's not that anybody is challenging the fact that the EC has the right to create constitution. We all realize that it's a constitutional demand given to the Electoral Commission. So nobody is saying that the Electoral Commissioner cannot do that. They can do that. But timing is of the essence here.
Mr. Esiedu Nketiah is trying to suggest that former president should not get himself involved in such politics. How do you react to that comment?
That's a very reckless statement. But coming from Esiedu Nketiah, we are not surprised. He's fond of making such reckless statements that have no effect at all. He cannot determine to President Kufuor what he has to say and what he hasn't got to say. And we must make it clear to him And he must know that General Secretary of the NDC, which is a big party, that President Kufuor, as a former president of this country, will, and whenever he wants to do so, he is going to comment on issues of state. And it does not lie in the power of Atiku Nketiah to ask him to keep quiet. He cannot do that.
Spokesperson for former President Kufuor, Frank Ajikum. And moving on, the flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has ended his Greater Accra Regional Restoration of Hope tour with a rally at the forecourt of the Nungwa Traditional Council. Addressing party supporters, Nana Addo asked them to turn out in their numbers to verify their details when the voters' register is open for exhibition. He said this will guarantee their participation in the December poll. He also asked the EC to provide a level playing field to all political parties in order to authenticate the election results come December. Writing Trauma has filed this report. Flag bearer of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo. A leading member of the NDC, Dr. Ecole Spiegel-Gabra, says overwhelming endorsement of President John Dramani Mahama at yesterday's Special Delegates Congress in Kumasi has put the party in a higher pedestal to win the upcoming elections. He said the skeptics of the president, who expected him to have won by 70-75%, have been proved wrong. Dr. Spiegel-Gabra said this in an interview with Radio Ghana. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
It puts the president in a very strong position to lead the party into the next election. I'm sure many of the adversaries of NDC were looking to see the president get 65, 75 or 85%. I think if anybody goes into an examination room and comes out of it with a score of 99.5% in any subject on this planet, it should be considered as really an exceptional performance. I am sure that you in the media can do your own research and confirm to us Ghanaians whether any flag bearer has ever gone into any flag bearer contest or election and come out with 99.5%. But what this does really is to assure Ghanaians of the strong support that the party as a whole has for its flag bearer candidates. It also sends a very strong signal, not just within Ghana, but also to the international community. Because what many Ghanaians do not always understand is that when you're having elections of this nature, especially for somebody who is a sitting president, our next door neighbors in Cote d'Ivoire, in Nigeria, in the ECOWAS region, our European partners, our North American partners, United States, the World Bank, IMF, our Asian partners, the Chinese, the Japanese, are also asking themselves, is this somebody we should put our faith and confidence in? Is this somebody we should be signing agreements and negotiating with? And such a signal outcome, a solid, strong evidence of support from his party within an electoral environment is a very important indicator, not just for NDC, but for Ghana as a country, which has to deal with other countries in its international negotiations and its diplomatic relations. Ghanaians understand it from all those perspectives.
Dr. Spiegel-Gabra said the presence of former President Rawlings at the Congress has also proved the political opponents wrong and put President Mahama in good light.
The founder of the party is the founder of the party. So anytime there's a Congress, you should expect him to attend. So his attendance in itself, for those of us in NDC, was not historic or unprecedented. But for many of the NDC's opponents who would have wished he did not attend so they could use it to do their propaganda, his presence really stole a lot from what they had hoped to do. But I think in his statement, I think this is where all of us, both Ghanaians and NDC members, can take some inspiration. Basically, he did acknowledge a very important and very efficient job that this new president in less than 1 month in office did when he, the president, brought to his attention apparently some reported killings in some villages and wanted the electricity company to put up some streetlights. And according to the former president's report, the new president acted with efficiency and got those lights there in no time at all. So if it is true, and I'm sure it is, that our president is working so quickly and so hard and so efficiently according to the former president, then that is already a very good testimony of what the people of Ghana can expect from this president. So if there's a problem with water, and there's a problem with flooding, and there's a problem with electricity, and a problem with education and with health,
He said the pledge of President Mahama to work hard to bring everybody on board to prosecute the agenda of the party is a positive step.
Expect the president who has been endorsed and elected by the Congress to act with dispatch and with efficiency.
So how do you assess the chances of the NDC giving this endorsement?
Well, the chance of NDC was always very good, but of course this endorsement has made it better. And the fact that the president has pledged in front of the Congress and to the whole nation that he will work very hard to, you know, bring about more unity within the party, people that may feel disaffected for one reason or the other, good soldiers that may have felt ignored for many years for one reason or the other, founding members who don't think they are being taken care of, but who lost various primaries in the parliamentary elections within the party, who feel that maybe they didn't get the best opportunities. There are many people in any party, in any government, in any community, in any family who may not be happy at one time or the other. But our president has pledged to work hard to bring everybody on board, and the presence of the former president, for those who are concerned about his commitment to the party and his role in the party, has also helped to strengthen the bonds of unity. But the president said that President Mahama said that the mere presence of President Rawlings does not mean all problems are over. So obviously he, President Mahama, is aware of other things that need to be done. He's pledged to do them, and we all have to help him to achieve those objectives.
A leading member of the NDC, Dr. Echoes Piugabra. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Exhibition of provisional biometric voters register commences throughout country today. Majority leader Cletus Avoca says sitting will continue on CI-73 despite sued by lawyers of businessman Ransford France. NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo ends Greater Accra Regional Tour with call on EC to provide level playing field for all political parties to authenticate election results of December polls as he ends Greater Accra Regional Tour. Dr. Piugabra, confident of NDC's victory following overwhelming endorsement of President Mahama as flag bearer, and German pharmaceutical company apologizes to people born with disabilities because their mothers took his drug thalidomide. And still on the endorsement of President Mahama, a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidou, says the overwhelming endorsement of the president as flag bearer of the NDC is not a foregone conclusion of victory for the party in the December polls. He said the party needs to work hard to galvanize support from the grassroots. Dr. Alidou was speaking on Behind the News.
Delegates endorsing a flag bearer for the party doesn't mean that the whole nation is going to vote for the candidate. The delegates within the party oppose, not even all members of the NDC party, but just selected delegates who oppose that particular conference with the president. That one is different from what the whole nation voting for the same candidate to be the president. So I think it will take a lot of effort and a lot of campaign to be able to what win the December election for both our sitting president, and that's the NDC flag bearer, and also Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, the NPP flag bearer. It's not going to be easy for any one of them. They have campaigned seriously and then serve their message so that they'll be able to buy into it and then vote their power.
And were you surprised at the showing up of former President Rawlings at the Congress?
I think we all heard the rumor that he was not going to attend, even though he was the invitation, or he was still undecided about him going there or not going there. But I think he's showing up sends a lot of signal to people within the NDC and also people outside the NDC. It means that he is still committed to the ideal of the party, or based on some conditions that he was able to clearly spell out yesterday. So I think he's not left with the party response to that, whether he spell out to them.
And how would you analyze his call for the restoration of integrity and dignity to the party and the presidency?
I think it's a call in the right direction, because if you look at the late president was somebody that we could all say that he was a man of integrity, and he brought that sort of label to the seat of the president. It is a huge task on our current president, now President John Mahama, and any other person who come after the late president to live within that same yardstick, because we're going to use that yardstick of humility, that yardstick of integrity, and that yardstick of humbleness of the late president to measure any other person who is going to attend to the president after December.
A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidou. The Greater Accra chairman of the NDC, Adekoka, says it would have been politically unwise if President Mahama and the party failed to choose Vice President Parkwesi Emisa Arthur as his running mate. He said Mr. Emisa Arthur has experience and the ability to complement efforts by the president to win the 2012 elections to continue with the Better Ghana agenda. Mr. Adekoka said this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
As a politician, right, and as a matter of course, it will be inappropriate for you to have a vice president working with you now you've had a feel of the person, you've interacted with a person, you've been trained the person. Now for you to say, I'm going to bring Ibrahim Kwatin, it doesn't work that way. So if he says 2 weeks, he's just come from a nine region tour, he's gone to a congress to be elected as a flag bearer. Let's give him space. I don't think 2 weeks is, it's just about by 17 September, we'll have an answer. And all of us by patience to wait.
Is it going to be Mr. Misata?
I will be the first person to endorse that. I'll be the first person because he's a fine gentleman. He's been in the trenches from PNDC time, deputy PN secretary for finance on 2 occasions, governor of Bank of Ghana. I mean, the credentials are there.
Do you anticipate a change, sort of?
I think I can bet my whole life on that. I don't anticipate any change.
The Greater Accra chairman of the NDC, Ade Koka. The communications director of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, Richard Kilson, says the endorsement of President Mahama by the NDC Special Delegates Congress in Kumasi is a party requirement. He said it was a decision they had already taken in the boardroom. He spoke to Radio Ghana.
It's a party requirement that you really pick somebody up when there is an election year. First of all, it's a requirement. And of course, in their own case, it became a bit extraordinary because of the demise of the late president. And so then there has to be some form of arrangement to make sure that somebody replaces him. And if you remember, even before the president was buried, there was a boardroom endorsement of the then vice president as the presidential candidate of the NDC. So what happened yesterday was just an outdoor of that arrangement that was hatched at a boardroom. So there was nothing extraordinary about it. Indeed, what would have made the news would have been if indeed there had been some changes. And so for any political watcher, for any political party, for any observer of Ghanaian politics, it was just an endorsement of the decision that they had taken earlier on at the boardroom. So there was nothing extraordinary about it. People are talking about, the man had 99.5% endorsement. What did you expect? Were you saying that, are those people saying that the NDC was going to bring another person? Certainly not.
On whether the NDC is formidable enough to retain power, he said with the emergence of PPP, both the NDC and NPP cannot say they can win the elections in December.
With the emergence of the PPP, now there's a choice. And the choice is as though that now there's actually a three political parties who are really seriously contending. And so for anybody to tickle his or himself and laugh and say, oh, come on, we still have that commanding height. we know what you are doing. You are very much on the ground. And so, yes, indeed, history might put them in that bracket. But as far as you're concerned, until the elections are held and the voting counted, and nobody can say, I am that strong contender or I am what I was some years back.
Communications Director of PPP, Richard Kilson, speaking to Radio Ghana. Women have been challenged to play active roles in ensuring peace in the country. The moderator of the West Volta Presbytery of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Reverend Joyce Kofi Kudade, said women are in a position to calm tension both in the home and in the country as a whole. The Reverend Kudade made his remarks at the 38th annual conference and rally in Accra of the West Volta Presbytery Women Bible Class. Priscilla Usuansan was there and has filed this report.
Reverend Kudade acknowledged the efforts of women in all aspects of nation building, especially in the economic sector. He said even as homemakers, they should do their best to ensure peace, particularly in the upcoming election. The host pastor, Reverend Titus Dumevi, encouraged wives and mothers to do the very best they can to groom their children to be responsible adults. He said some husbands may be irresponsible, nevertheless, they have a duty to bring up their children in the way of the Lord. He also called on them to be submissive and humble since they are role models for their children and the society. The president of the Volta Presbytery Bible Class, Victoria Boahene, said the conference was to take stock of activities of the women. She said at the end of the conference, the women would have been educated on tapping into money-making ventures. This is to help them improve upon their earning to support their families.
Priscilla Usuansa's report read to you. The Director General of the GBC, Bethia Penton, has assured workers of the corporation that management is working assiduously to improve the plight of staff who go on retirement. This, he said, will help them have a meaningful life after service. Mr. Befia Pinton was speaking at a send-off party for 9 retired staff of the engineering department of the corporation, a report by Mary Atule.
The Director General of GBC, Befia Pinton, noted that he does not see retirement as the end of a journey for an individual, but rather a new beginning. He debunked the notion that if one is on retirement, it means that person is preparing for the grave. Mr. Pinton advised the retired staff to see their retirement as a new chapter in their lives and apply whatever they have learned over the years, wherever they find themselves in, to the development of the country.
For those of us who are still here, good work pays. Even if not immediately, you learn and you gain a lot from it. I can say that my years here and my attitude to work here have benefited me throughout my work in all the places I've been. GBC provides you an opportunity to serve, to be dedicated, and to learn a lot on the job without getting immediate benefits. But if you put yourself to it and you work as a committed and dedicated person, you will reap the benefits wherever you go.
The Director of Technical Production, Mr. Oscar Incho, who though expressed joy, that their absence will pose a challenge, adding that measures have been put in place to fill the vacant positions.
That was a report by Mary Atule. The manufacturer of thalidomide, a drug which causes children to be born with disabilities, has apologized to thousands of people born with disabilities because their mothers took the drug. Chief executive of German pharmaceutical company Grünenthal, Harald Stock, said they were very sorry they had remained silent on the issue. The drug was sold as a cure for morning sickness in the 1950s and 60s. Mr. Stock spoke as he unveiled a bronze statue symbolizing a child born without limbs because of thalidomide. To end the news, the main points again. Exhibition of provisional biometric voters register will commence throughout the country today. Majority leader Cletus Avoca says sitting will continue on CI-73 despite sued by lawyers of businessman Ransford France. NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo has ended his Greater Accra regional tour with a call on the EC to provide level playing field for all political parties to authenticate election results of December polls as he ends Greater Accra regional tour. Dr. Spiel Gabra, confident of NDC's victory following overwhelming endorsement of President Mahama as flag bearer. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng in Accra.